it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. David is out and about today, so he recorded this interview a little bit earlier on. So let's take a listen to that right now.
Okay, great opportunity today. We're talking with Ross Rogers, the head coach of the Bryan Vikings. And Coach, everybody's going to get started next week except for the 5A's, because you guys had the spring practices, but everybody else is going to get started. But you're going to be out playing golf next week. That didn't seem right.
Well, only Thursday afternoon. We have our camps coming up. We'll have our middle school and our freshman camp going in the morning. But we do take time off to raise our money for our nutrition. We've had a nutrition lab that we help make sure that the kids have something put in their stomach before they go home at night, and it's been really good. So this is our third annual golf tournament to help support that, and we've had anywhere from 70 to 90 guys that get together, and we play at 3 o'clock on Thursday, so a lot of guys can go on to work and still get there in time, and it's kind of hot when we start, but usually the sun goes down and cools off, and I just appreciate everybody that's been a part of it. And if anybody's interested, they can email me at ross.rogers@bryanisd.org and be a sponsor. We also have a senior calendar we use this money for, and so we put all the schedules of all the sports and have a picture of our seniors up at the top, and something we started doing last year. And so we're excited about things getting started. And, yeah, we do have another week off, but, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of spring ball and 1 week of 2-a-days, I'll take that change. You know, I'll exchange that anytime.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. But let's talk about, you talked about it's a nutritional thing. And I've talked to coaches here before you had this job, even that at Bryan ISD, that's a big thing. That's an important thing to take care of these kids and take care of their health, really.
Unfortunately, you know, just our situation here, we have a lot of kids that, you know, they're guaranteed a breakfast and a lunch during the school year. And, you know, and a number of them will get a good supper, but there's some kids that just don't. And, you know, we can't give them a potato and steak dinner every night, but we can make sure that peanut butter and jelly and milk's there and some nutrition bars. And so that's kind of what we do with this money. And any of our kids, he can be from a white-collar district, but if he wants something, so it's not just certain people get going there. Our whole group can walk through there, and we've had kids come across, principals come across the street, and they know a kid didn't get breakfast or whatever, and they'll come over and use our nutrition lab.
All right. Well, you also have pretty good golf coming up, and I bet you guys wouldn't mind talking about football if that topic comes up, too, on the golf course, right?
No, we'll kind of give them a little heads up or what we think is going to happen. You know, last year we'd come off 2 years that we had not had winning records, and we were very optimistic. And it proved to be that we had good right to be optimistic. It's just now this year that now that we've done it and been champions, and we take that very seriously here, because we aim toward that district championship, and certainly we'd like to do it again, and we know it's going to be tough to do, but we have our goals.
Yeah, well, it was tough to do last year, but you got the job done. A lot of things have happened since last time we talked. I guess you guys won a rib-eating contest. I guess that ought to count for something, too, to kind of head you in the right direction.
Well, yeah, you know, last year we started doing the same thing, so we're 2 years in a row doing that, so maybe if we can put the championship trophy for football back in there, it'll mean something. But yeah, that was fun. The guys did a great job. In fact, I'd hate to have any team eat against them. Some of our guys were pretty good at that.
All right, well, let's get out of some of the serious part. And I want to start with we're up here at the right now, and there's a lot of folks up here working out, and I've been up here particularly in the mornings a lot, and you've had your strength and conditioning camps and things going on, and it's been the turnout's been really good at the time that I've been up here. How much of that goes back to the fact that you got a lot of kids, particularly at the high school level, saying we want to be a part of this, and it's there is an excitement built around a district championship team?
And I'm sure it's you know, like other schools, and it's just something that we've been able to build on. Our girls, we probably got more girls up here, middle school and high school girls, than we've ever had, as well as a lot of middle schools are going to be eighth graders, some ninth graders, and it's just been it's been rewarding to see that if you show them how much you care, they'll care as well. And I think that's what everybody wants to do. And, you know, and as a football coach, what's really good to see is that when we start 2-a-days in a couple weeks, you know, it's so dadgum hot. And if you haven't prepared yourself, and a lot of times back in the day when you and I played, not everybody worked at it. Some guy may have worked out in the field throwing hay bales around or worked for a plumber or worked for a ditch digger, and that was all good work, but it really doesn't put your legs and your cardio in the right spot, even though it's hot. You're used to heat. So now our kids, you know, they've been working out. I mean, and I'd almost say to a man, we've had more work turnout than we've ever had. And I feel great about that.
We had our photo day, our media day yesterday, and you had several kids that were involved in that as well. The immediate thing, I can't tell the conditioning, but I can tell from the strength standpoint. Some of those guys are really pumped up. I mean, you got some big, solid, well-built kids ready for football, it looks like.
You know, I think a few of these kids certainly have ambitions and have the opportunity to maybe play at another level. Nobody's committed to any place, but I've told everybody since way back after last year, we've got a lot of good high school football players. And some of them will play on college, some of them won't, but that don't mean they're not good players. And we're real proud of the senior class. You know, by far, you know, these kids were freshmen the year we started. And even though Kiki Johnson's group and all that, and Darius and all that group last year, Coleman Johnson, they were a good senior class. This is the best senior class that we've seen since we've come through, and we think they put the work in. If you put the work in, usually the harder you work, the luckier you get.
You know, it's funny. I talked to some of those kids from that class from last year, and it was important to them. And I think what's important to them is that they've built something that you guys are going to be able to continue. And I've talked to Darius, and I've talked to Kiki, and some of those guys. It means something to them that you keep it going.
I hope so, you know, because we feel like that the coaches that were here and the coaches that came in with me, you know, it was a tough first 2 years. I mean, to be honest with you, Coach Rogers has been fortunate not having to go through 2 years. I mean, consolidated the first year is pretty tough, and then we turned around, went all the way to finals, and Harker Heights, we started right off and going. Waller had a 6-4, so some of the places I've been, I didn't have to wait that long. But, you know, it made it just sweeter that you knew that you were on the right track. And we just had to keep doing the things that we were doing and the kids believing in what we were doing and the chemistry and the camaraderie and just, you know, that Bryan Vikings, to be one, just like everybody else around the county and around the state, you have to pay a price to have success, and I think we paid the price.
You know, part of the thing that jumped out at me about last season was the interest in the kids from the school and the fan base. My goodness, everybody was into the games. Now, granted, you had some good games to be into, but I mean, there was a lot of excitement around the football team. And yeah, I've had principals, I've had superintendents tell me over the years, you know, when the football team's playing well, things are going well in school.
Well, there's so many people involved in the football games, you know, from your drill teams and bands and flag corps and, you know, cheerleaders. I mean, there's so many people involved. And so, yeah, it's about the football game, but it's about, you know, I've told people before when I speak at clubs and stuff at down, hey, if you're not a football fan, just be a kid fan, because the kids really bought in, the student body, and as well as our teaching staff and administrators. So, yeah, it was a special year, but what make it even better is to have another special year.
You know, it's funny, being at that photo day and the media day that we did yesterday, we had three state champions, three UIL state champions there. We had a TCAL state champion, had a couple of semifinalists. And I've always been a big believer that if you're hanging around folks that are doing it, then you want to get a piece of that too. And this, it strikes me as a pretty good year for all of our teams around here to make a run. You know, College Station had a great year last year, but maybe their lack of experience in the playoffs, they had not really had that opportunity before, might have hurt them in the opening round of the playoffs. But I kind of think now, if you guys get in there, this district's going to be good, and I think the district may do well in the playoffs too.
Well, I hope so, but I'm telling you what, that other district, and you know, whoever you match up over there, and I know that Consol got right off the bat, got Temple, and Maynard was probably the best draw, and then they didn't play particularly well that night. I know that if we match up again, we get them here, and I don't know if I want them here. And then, of course, Hutto, Coach Van Meter's done a great job over there. And, you know, he just started that program as well, and they had a big victory over College Station there. And then, you know, Huntsville, they barely got in over Willis. So our district, I mean, it'd be hard to top, you know, to pick who's going to be the final. I think there's five or six of us, and maybe more, that can be in that Final Four. And then to think of who you got to play over there, I just want to be there, and I won't have a chance.
All right, well, we'll see how that works out. Interesting thing talking to you and to your coaches. A lot of you guys are talking about defense. Everybody tells me it's all about offense now, but it can't all be all about offense. So tell me what your thoughts about your defense this year.
Well, this is a group that has – I would say there's seven or eight of these kids. Some of them are – this will be their third year to start in different positions. But I'm on the hoof, this is the best front seven we've put together. And that means your four linebackers and your TNT, and we've got some depth there. So we're really excited about what's going on there. And, you know, certainly people spread you out and they try to create holes inside and then throw the ball over again. And there's so many great offensive minds out there. But I still think that you've got – and good defense today may be holding somebody, a good team, to 28 points. Mm-hmm. Had we had held George Ranch last year to 30, I thought going in we had to score 30 points. But I thought if we had played and held them to 28 or 30, that was going to be a great defensive night. Certainly we didn't get that done. And offensively we just didn't we didn't respond either. So, I'm proud of our front seven. I just think they're good athletes. They've played a lot of ball, and experience is the best teacher. Yeah, there's just no way around that. We've got a lot of experience there. And I think that our secondary will probably be our best secondary that we've had in the 4 years as a group. We've had some individuals, but as a group, I'm really excited about this secondary. So, you know, if good defense in this district is to hold somebody 24 to 28 points, so be it. We just got to score one more point than that. And I think our offense will have the ability to keep people off balance, I hope.
Seems like a long way to the start of the season against Montgomery, but it's not that far away. And let's talk real quickly once more about the golf, because it is a good thing. It's a great opportunity to get a chance to be around the coaches and everybody that's involved in this thing coming up next week. And real quickly, how do you get in contact with you about the golf tournament if anybody wants to play?
Oh, just once again, ross.rogers, no D, R-O-G-R-S, at brianisd.org, or call the office, 209-7990, and Kerry will get you in contact with one of us. It's next Thursday, the 6th, at 3 o'clock. Once again, gives you people time to go to work and still get off. And, yes, it's hot when we started, but there's a lot of shade trees around Briarcrest, so you can find some shade. And then as tournament roars down, the sun goes down, and it's just been a great thing for us to do, and we're excited about it coming up again, because we know it's football season.
So, and if it's a scramble, I'd be the guy who everybody gets the read on the deal, because I'd be the first one to putt, right?
Yeah, it's three-man teams. We put two teams on each tee box. So, you know, basically you got six guys at each hole, and that way you've got somebody to compete against. You're not just going against. I'm not a guy that likes four-man scrambles where you just go out and hit the ball and you're not competing. I always like to go head-to-head with somebody, and so that's what we do.
Not surprised you like to compete. I just, for some reason, that doesn't shock me at all. Ross Rogers is Brian Vikings. They are the defending district champions, and we'll be talking a lot more about them. But, Coach, appreciate it, and good luck with the golf tournament. We'll let everybody know about that.
We thank the Eagle for being here and supporting high school football. I know that we got the Aggies across town to get a lot of ink, but I think y'all do a great job to come to Brazos Valley. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Today's high school